Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 200 of Paranormal Stories. This episode, I'm reading from Craig Merriweather's book, Past Lives Guidebook, Discover the Healing Power of Past Life Regression Therapy. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from a section in the book titled How Past Life Therapy Facilitates Physical Healing, and this is what Craig has written. At its core, past life therapy provides a safe environment for people to revisit significant moments in their soul's journey. These sessions aim to uncover hidden emotional or spiritual issues from past lives that might be contributing to the pain, particularly when traditional treatments have been unsuccessful. In a safe and gentle way, people are encouraged to uncover the origins of their symptoms. By acknowledging the pain or fear associated with the past event, a person creates space for emotional release, often alleviating the physical manifestation in the present. Consider the story of Melissa, a woman in her early 40s who sought past life therapy to address chronic pain in her neck and shoulders. Conventional medicine had failed to uncover a definitive cause, and Melissa's symptoms persisted despite physical therapy and pain management techniques. During her session, Melissa found herself vividly reliving a past life as a soldier during a war in the 1600s. She described the weight of her armor pressing against her shoulders and the sharp, searing pain of an arrow that struck her neck during combat. Her recounting was vivid, filled with sensory details: the acrid scent of smoke, the metallic tang of blood, and the deafening roar of soldiers screaming. As Melissa relived the moment of injury, she deeply felt the emotions tied to the event. Fear, guilt, and a sense of helplessness surged to the surface, feelings that had been trapped and energetically linked to her current physical pain. By acknowledging and releasing these emotions through cathartic expression, Melissa felt an almost immediate lightness in her body. Within weeks of the session, her neck and shoulder pain diminished significantly, offering a powerful testament to the mind-body-spirit union. This transformation process is supported by a growing body of research highlighting the connection between emotional healing and physical relief. Studies in the field of psychoneural immunology, for instance, demonstrate how unresolved emotional trauma can lead to chronic inflammation and stress responses in the body. Psychoneuroimmunology is the study of how the brain, nervous system, and immune system interact, particularly in relation to how emotional trauma can impact physical health. Researchers have observed that when patients process and release deeply buried emotions, their physical symptoms often improve. Past life therapy takes this a step further by addressing not only the traumas of this lifetime, but also those carried over from other incarnations. Dr. Peter Fenwick, a prominent neuropsychiatrist and researcher of consciousness, has explored how the brain integrates metaphysical experiences, shedding light on how past life memories might arise in regression. According to Dr. Fenwick and other researchers, the subconscious mind stores information beyond our present lifetime, and accessing these layers can unlock mysteries that traditional medicine may overlook. The act of bringing buried experiences into conscious awareness often catalyzes a profound release, allowing the body to recalibrate and heal. Another remarkable case involves a man named Angelo, who also suffered from persistent back pain. Through past life regression, Angelo revisited a life as a cattle rancher in the Old West who had endured a severe spinal injury after falling down a cliff looking for a lost cow. In the spirit world, he acknowledged the unresolved fear and grief he had carried from that lifetime, as well as the physical trauma imprinted within his body. In the session, As Angelo forgave himself and released the energetic burden of the past life, he felt the physical pain start to dissipate, a sensation that grew stronger as he continued to process the trauma. Following this emotional release, Angelo's back pain diminished significantly, a change his doctor could not explain through conventional means. The mechanisms of how past life therapy facilitates physical healing remain a subject of exploration, but the anecdotal evidence speaks for itself. By uncovering the stories and emotions embedded within the subconscious, past life therapy offers a pathway to heal the physical body by addressing its energetic roots. Past life therapy offers a holistic approach to healing, addressing both the emotional and physical imprints left by past lives, leading not only to relief from physical pain, but also to deeper and spiritual insight and self-awareness. For many, the journey becomes not just a means of alleviating discomfort, but a profound experience of self-discovery and spiritual growth. So I'm going to move on to the next section now. This is titled The Role of Forgiveness and Letting Go. One of the most transformative aspects of past life therapy is its ability to facilitate forgiveness, not only of others, but also of oneself. Holding on to resentment or guilt can create energetic blockages that manifest as physical symptoms. During past life therapy, people often uncover events tied to betrayal, harm, or loss, and through this discovery, they gain an opportunity to release the emotional charge attached to these experiences. Forgiveness, in the context of past life therapy, is not about condoning harmful behavior or dismissing pain. Instead, it is about releasing the emotional burden that continues to affect a person's well-being. By revisiting moments of hurt within a safe and guided environment, people can process emotions that may have been suppressed for years or even lifetimes. This process helps to break the cycle of emotional relativity and enables the person to move forward without the weight of unresolved emotions. Thomas was plagued by persistent stomach pain. During a regression session, he uncovered a past life in which he had been shot in the stomach by someone he had trusted. The trauma of betrayal, compounded by the physical agony of being shot, seems to have left an imprint that he carried over into his current life as unexplained digestive issues. Healing began when he confronted the event, allowing himself to relieve the anger and resentment toward the perpetrator. Through the act of forgiveness, both for his former self and the person who harmed him, the emotional burden was lifted, and his physical symptoms subsided the following week. Another crucial aspect of forgiveness involves self-compassion. People often uncover memories of actions they regret, or situations where they feel they failed themselves or others. These discoveries can bring about feelings of shame or guilt. Past life therapy provides a method to confront these emotions with understanding rather than judgment. By viewing past decisions in the context of the person's level of awareness and circumstances at the time, they can begin to replace self-condemnation with self-acceptance. Letting go is equally essential to the healing process. It involves more than simply deciding to move on. It requires an intentional release of the negative emotional energy tied to past experience. This release can take different forms, such as expressing emotions that were once held back or reframing the narrative surrounding a particular event. For example, Richard discovered through a past life session a recurring pattern of betrayal across several past lives. In one particularly vivid session, he found himself as a young man in a small town in Germany during World War I. Betrayed by his closest friend, who falsely accused him of plotting against the leadership of the town to save himself. The betrayal led to a trial and, ultimately, his death. The anguish from that life still clung to him, manifesting as an unshakable fear of trusting others in his current relationships. During the session, Richard's voice trembled as he relived the moment his friend turned against him. Tears streamed down his face as he described the cold, damp stone of the prison cell, the smell of rot in the air, and the gut-wrenching ache of betrayal, guiding him into the soul realm after he died in that past life. He met the soul of his former friend, now appearing to him as a member of his soul group. During this reunion, Richard learned of the lessons his soul was trying to learn behind the betrayals. Through discussions with his friend and his own spirit guide, Richard gained the insights, understanding, and wisdom he needed for this and other past life events. This process led him to resolution, forgiveness, and ultimately healing. Today I was reading from Craig Merriweather's book, Past Lives Guidebook, Discover the Healing Power of Past Life Regression Therapy. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.